Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me. Since we got in there today, let's just go to Psalms 100. You know, a couple weeks ago, the Lord was reminding me of His Word. You know, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, He does not change. Amen? And what He was reminding me of is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, King Jehoshaphat was faced with a dilemma. He was faced with a situation. He was faced with a circumstance that he did not have the answer to. There was three nations that were coming out against him, against Israel. And the Bible says Jehoshaphat sought the Lord and fasted. And as they fasted and prayed, they got an answer from the Lord, from a prophet, that said they wouldn't have to fight the battle, that the battle belonged to the Lord. God's word says in Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. And the Bible says that Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel began to sing praises before they had the victory. And as they began to praise the Lord, victory came. Amen. So today is the day of breakthrough. Today is the day of breakthrough. We have been fasting. Many of us have been fasting for 21 days for breakthrough, corporately and individually for breakthrough. And this is the day of breakthrough. This is the day that you're going to have breakthrough. Amen. Breakthrough is coming to the house today. And it comes because praise precedes prospering. Amen. In other words, Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel went ahead and praised the Lord anyway. So you and I, God wants you and I to have an attitude of gratitude. Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. In other words, we're gathered here today to praise and worship and give God glory for a breakthrough. Amen. And I see breakthrough coming on many levels. Hallelujah. And how many know at many levels there's many devils and God's kicking some devil butt today? The Bible says that one can put 1,000 to flight, 10,000. I'm talking about 10,000 demons. I'm talking about 10,000 rulers of darkness. I'm talking about some wickedness in spiritual places right now, some wickedness in high places. God is getting ready to do a transfer. Amen. I think He's about to change some things. Are you with me today? So we're going to go to Psalms 100 today because this is a day of celebration. You know, I think it was really interesting. Do you think maybe that God orchestrated something when today is the day that we break fast, and following the service today, we're breaking fast together? Amen. That God's unifying some people. He's bringing some people together in unity. Amen. God's doing some things in our hearts and our lives. But this Psalms is Psalms 100. It's a familiar Psalms. And I want to speak out of this today just to get our hearts in an attitude of praise. The Word of God says in verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You know, He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Today, the title of this morning's message is Praise Precedes Prospering. 3 John, verse number 2. The beloved writes, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. There's five things I want to share with you today. Our praise, our purpose, our pleasure, our portion, and our progression. Our praise, our purpose, our pleasure, our portion, and our progression. Are you with me? Can we all lift the word and make a declaration in the house today? Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. Lord, speak to me, for I am listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Father, I pray right now, Father God, that you speak through this vessel, Father God. May the words that come forth from this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers, Father God. May we be encouraged, Father God. May we be strengthened, Father God. May we walk and run and not look back, Father God. May we keep our eyes upon you, the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. And we're so grateful, Father God, for all that you're going to do and all that you're going to accomplish in this place today. And we'll never cease to give you glory and honor and praise. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, I like that. If you've heard me sing, I like that verse where it says, make a joyful noise. Yeah. Noise unto the Lord. You know, in other words, there has to be something that comes from your mouth verbally to make a noise. Amen. And no matter where your heart is, God's looking at your heart. He wants you to hear it come out of your mouth. He wants you to praise God. I don't know where you're at or where you've been or what God's doing and what he's done in your life so far, but he's done many things in our hearts and lives. You and I should have an attitude of gratitude. We should have an attitude of praise. Amen. Amen. I've been shouting all morning. I came down here early just to start shouting. Amen. Amen. I'm shouting to the Lord. You know what I'm shouting to the Lord for? For your victory. Amen. I'm shouting to the Lord because you are a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Amen. You're victors. You're conquerors. And those things that you've been praying for and you've been seeking God for and they'll break through. They're right on the verge and they're getting ready just to break through. Amen. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 13. Again, our thought. Beloved, I wish above all things, or I pray above all things, that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 15, the word of God says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Can somebody give God praise in the house today? Oh, man, this roof's going to be lifted off because by the time we get out of here, we're going to be praising the Lord. Amen? You may not feel like praising him yet, but before you get out of here, you're going to feel like it. Amen? Because he's so worthy of our praise. He's so worthy of our adoration. He's so worthy for us to lift his name and to give him praise. See, he talks about this as a continuation. It's continually. It's something that when you have an attitude of gratitude, those things continually come out of your mouth. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, the word of God says in 1 Peter 2:9, it says that you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people. That you should show forth the praises of him that called you out of darkness. That at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God. Called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Has God called anybody out of darkness in the house? Amen. Can we give him a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hey, it's okay to talk in church. Hallelujah. It's okay to talk to church. It's okay to praise God. Amen. One day you're going to be buried and you're going to be stiff and you're stuck in a casket. As long as you have life, you ought to be moving and giving great praise and glory to God. Amen. You're going to be stiff long enough. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't get used to it yet. I never sit like this. You ever notice in the caskets, that's the way they bury people? You're sitting like this. I'll keep my arms moving as long as there's life. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we give God a shout of praise? Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Make some kind of noise. I don't care what it sounds like. Just make a noise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, you know something? The devil can't stand it when you praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when you start praising God, the demons start trembling. Hallelujah. As long as that devil keeps you caught up in something that caught you in your misery, he'll have a heyday with you. But when you start giving God glory and praise, all of a sudden there's something that's broken. Amen. God's come to break some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch out, we're going to get excited in a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that they'll prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. We prosper when we praise him. Go ahead and praise him once more time. One more. Hallelujah. I want to say something to you. Many of you don't realize how difficult it is to get up here and try to encourage people, I'm talking about the worship team, to praise the Lord when the congregation is sitting there saying, I shall not be moved. I don't think they really meant that song to be like that. Amen. But that's the way it feels sometimes. Amen. Come on, I think we ought to just praise him one more time. Hallelujah. You know, he says our praise, number one. Number two is our purpose. You know what our purpose is? Our praise. Our purpose is to serve the Lord. I don't know about you, but I plan on spending eternity with him. So I'm going to serve him for eternity. And since his word says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I just want to get in position. So I'm here to serve the Lord. Amen. You know, the Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 6. I'm going somewhere. Verse number 6 says, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man. You know what? I'm here to please the Lord. I'm here to serve the Lord. I'm to love you. I'm to have long suffering with you. I'm to show kindness and goodness and temperance and faith and all the fruits of the Spirit. But my goal is to serve the Lord. Amen? That's what God's called us to be. He called us to be servants. The Bible says, who's the greatest among you? Whoever's the greatest servant. So the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews 12, verse 28, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. Amen. So he says, hey, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's our praise. Serve the Lord. That's our purpose. You know, the Apostle Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? So nothing we do is in vain. Everything we do for the kingdom of God is accomplishing something. And sometimes you don't see it in the natural. So you have to look past the natural into the spiritual. Amen? You know, he says, to serve the Lord, how? With gladness. With gladness. It's our pleasure to serve the Lord. It's not like, oh, I have to do this. Oh, I gotta do that. Oh, you don't know how much this is. It's so hard on me. That's because you made it about you and not about him. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm serving him with gladness. So I count it my pleasure. It's my pleasure to serve him. Amen? It should be our pleasure to serve the Lord. We should do it with joy. We should do it with a good attitude. An attitude of gratitude. Amen? Amen? This is a happy place. This isn't a sad place. Amen? What has washed away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, old things have become new. I got something to be happy about. And turn with me in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. Man, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Man, I'm so grateful for the Holy Ghost. Amen? Praise God. You know, the day of Pentecost came, but in Acts chapter 2, verse number 46, the Bible says, and they continuing daily, it wasn't a one-time event, they continued daily in one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen? Now, if we have the poor old me attitude, and my whole world, my dog's gone, my wife left, everything is an old country song. Not beating on country, but who wants to hang with that? Amen? I want to come some place where there's some joy. I want to come where there's some gladness. Amen? I want to come. You see, they were continuing in one accord with gladness of the heart. Amen? They were glad. Do you know that song, Barbara Judy, He Has Made Me Glad?
He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad. He has made me glad, He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.
Hallelujah. Is anybody glad in the house? Hallelujah. When I smile, they think I'm Chinese because my eyes close. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I was saying, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, go there a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Barnabas. Amen. Acts chapter 11, not 1 Corinthians, excuse me. Speaking about Barnabas in verse 23, it says, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all with that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Full of the Holy Ghost. You know, When you're filled with the Spirit, there's less of you and more of Him. I don't know about you, but in the Spirit, if you could see me, I got leaks. They'll be leaking out here and there and there and there as you pour out. So it's continuation. Barnabas was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. He believed God and His Word. He believed everything God said, that God was not a man, that He would lie. If God said it, He would do it. He was walking in the fullness of God. He was walking in faith, knowing that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He did not have to see it to believe it. The Bible says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. In other words, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Look your neighbor again and say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. God didn't give us the Spirit for us not to be filled with it. Amen? If out of our belly is going to flow rivers of living water, there's got to be some water in our belly. And the water is the Spirit of God. He said, come and take a drink. If you're thirsty, drink. The Bible says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Word of God says, if ye be in evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Amen. Barnabas is walking there, and when we're standing and we're praising and we're believing God that He says, come into His presence. Come into His presence with singing. Amen. Come into His presence with singing. In other words, I don't have to wait to get there to have a joyful heart. Amen. When I get up in the morning and you get up in the morning, the first thing should be, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this new day. Thank you, Lord, for the breath. Thank you for my strength. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my finances. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I'm going to go to the refrigerator and there's something in there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anybody hungry in the house? Besides for lunch. Amen. Amen. If breakthrough comes from our praise, recognizing our purpose, recognizing that it's a pleasure, we have a portion. Our portion is to come into His presence with singing. Come into His presence with singing. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul taught on the gifts of the Spirit being active in the body of Christ. In other words, these gifts should be flowing every time we gather together. The gifts of the Spirit should be in operation. But in 1 Corinthians 14, verse number 15, he says, What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. You know, God wants to bring forth a new song, and it's going to be birthed in the Spirit. Amen? God wants to do something brand new. We try to hold on to everything of yesterday. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. God wants to do something new now. He's the God of now. We serve a now God. A now God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we expected or even asked for. Amen. We try to treat Him as a God of history. Well, this is the way they did it back then. Well, guess what? This is a new age. There's a new generation. The Word of God isn't going to change, but our methods need to change. Amen? If we're going to reach your generation, there's got to be some changes, doesn't there? We've got to adjust. We don't change the Word. We just change our methods. Amen? I believe God wants to birth a new song in the house. It's going to begin in the Spirit. It's going to begin in the Spirit. It begins with a spiritual song. And then you ask revelation and interpretation, and God gives you a song. God doesn't bring confusion to the house of God. If you sing in the Spirit, you better sing with understanding. If you pray in the Spirit, you better pray with understanding so the church can be edified, so the church can be encouraged. So it's not just about our emotions and our feelings. It's about the benefit of the entire body of Christ. Amen? Amen. Amen. God wants to birth a new song. Your life is a new song. Amen. God's writing a new song about your life. It's not that old song anymore. That old man died. You're reborn. You're a new creation. There's a new song. God wants to write a new song with you. Just get in His presence and say, Lord, let me sing in the Spirit. Let me sing with understanding. Hallelujah. Can anybody praise the Lord? Come on, we can do better than that. Can anybody praise the Lord? Can we give God a shout of praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Hey, there's something that's taking place. Come on now. There's a battle in the heavenlies. Your breakthrough's right on the verge. You're on the verge of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Look with me in Colossians chapter 3. Verse number 15. The word of God says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called into one body. Let me say this to you. Everybody belongs as part of a body of Christ. Everybody is to be a part of a body. Everybody needs to be part of a fellowship. If you can't be with this one, get with one you can be. Everybody needs to be connected. Everybody needs to be connected. There's power in connection, my friends. There's power in connection. You know, there's some things we've been doing this week. We've been praying. There's many of us have been praying in unity. We're praying for the same thing every day. We did this for a purpose and a reason, that we can come in unity of spirit, that we can come in unity of mind, that we can walk together. You know, the Bible says a house divided cannot stand. Amen. The Bible says, unless two be agreed, how can they walk together? Amen. So we're coming in agreement with one another. We're believing God for a breakthrough. How many is believing God for a breakthrough? Give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. He says, let the peace of God in your hearts rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called into one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, in spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Hallelujah. That's our portion, to come into His presence with singing. Amen. Amen. God wants to give us a new song. Amen. You know, He's writing a new story in your life. I think it's important for you to start journaling it. And if you can sing, sing it. And if you can't sing, sing it anyway. Who am I singing to? Let me say something. When I'm singing to the Lord. I'm not singing to entertain you. If I was an entertainer, I'd be in a different place. I'm here to glorify and to magnify and exalt the name that's above every name. Jesus Christ alone, the solid rock. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, he says, beloved, I wish above all things that they'll prosper and be in health, even as a soul prospers. We prosper by our praise, by our purpose, by our pleasure, by our portion, and fifth, by our progression. Progression. He says in verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and his courts with praise. Amen. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Lift your hands and worship him, right?
Name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. Hallelujah.
He has done
great things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, so what are you saying? The progression, in other words, it takes some steps. I'm going to enter into this gate with thanksgiving in my heart. It means I've got to make a move. So many times we are waiting for God to move and God's waiting on us. In other words, He says, if you draw nigh to me, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. In other words, it's entering. It's taking a step. It's progressing towards Him. The Word of God says, in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. Amen? But you know what He also says there? He says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to flow. Don't be so critical. Amen? People are so afraid of critics, they won't allow the Spirit of God to flow. God didn't call anybody to be a critic. Amen? And He says, despise not prophesyings. In other words, let the Word of God flow. Did you hear what God said? He said, this is a new season. It's a new day. There's a fresh anointing. It's coming your way. A season of increase and prosperity. The Holy Spirit's going to work through you and through me. Hallelujah. Come on. Why? Because He is good. And His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Amen. So today, what is God saying to us simply in closing? Amen? What is He saying to you? He says, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. We have our praise. We have our purpose. We have our pleasure. We have our portion. And we have our progression. I believe today is a day of breakthrough. All God is saying to you and I simply is this in closing today is, hey, we just got to look through a different eyes. We got to see through the eyes of God and not through our own eyes. We got to ask the Lord to give us revelation and understanding, to open our eyes so that we may see. That the call of God is irrevocable and it does not change. He said, I called you. I set you apart for my kingdom, and I will not change my mind. His law, He says He's long-suffering to us, where He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. He says in Revelations, He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? And that call was going to everyone in the room. Will you answer the call? The choice is yours. Bow your heads and let us pray.